Well, let me say, first of all, I voted against the bill that the president put forward last December that took $111 billion in revenues away from the Social Security Trust Fund this year. That's the lowering of the payroll tax. We didn't see one shred of evidence that created any jobs. Unfortunately, what it did is it not only depleted money into the Social Security Trust Fund, it forced the Social Security Trust Fund to dip into the general treasury, which there isn't any money there. There's only moths and feathers in the general treasury, which meant we had to borrow that money or else print money to be able to pay for the Social Security check. That put senior citizens at risk. What I think about Social Security is that the United States made a decision 80 years ago about retirement for senior citizens. I do believe that Social Security is in trouble going forward. It needs to be reformed and modified so that we can keep the promise that we've made to senior citizens. We can't ask anyone that's on Social Security right now to change their benefits. We just can't, because people have made their plans. They've made their life decisions in such a way, depending upon what they expected was to be an earned income for the remainder of their life. But we also know that going forward, Social Security has some very big challenges that need to be addressed. And I am willing and able to be up to that challenge to deal with the reforms that need to be made to make Social Security solid. But I do think, again, that the decision has been made. We have Social Security, and we need to work within that system.
What sort of reforms would you support?
Well, of course, that's an issue that will take quite a bit of time, and it won't be just one person, because this is an 80-year growing problem, and this is one that will require a bipartisan solution with Republicans and Democrats coming together. It was the Republicans and Democrats who both voted to create Social Security, and they'll have to come together to make it solve it. I know we can. We have very smart people in this country who have to deal with pension systems all the time. I'm a former federal tax lawyer. I've had to deal with the issue of ERISA law, and this is something that we can bring good people together to make this all, that actuaries or other people who know how to make this happen, and we can. And I think that we have to keep the faith with senior citizens, but we also can't deny the future upcoming generations of young people their right to have a chance too. We can do this. I have no doubt. We can figure this out, but we need to make sure that we keep our promises.
When you were on the Iowa Press program late this spring, that was the time when Paul Ryan was getting all this flack about his Medicare ideas. And you said what he should be doing is calling that the 55 and under proposal, just to make sure that people who are currently qualified for Medicare don't get the idea that his plan would make changes for them. Do you think your party needs to be equally careful in its messaging about Social Security and using phrases like monstrous lie? Would you think that is good messaging?
I think that it is not good when President Obama, for instance, made the comment recklessly, in my opinion, that seniors may not get their Social Security check in August when we were dealing with the debt ceiling debate. That was irresponsible for the president to do that. He created a great deal of fear. As a matter of fact, I was in Dexter, Iowa, with senior citizens, and I was told by them that there were those that had canceled some of their bills. They had canceled services into their home, like the internet and cable and other services, because they thought the president was telling them they weren't going to get a Social Security check. That's wrong for any candidate to make senior citizens believe that they should be nervous about something that they have come to count on. We need not do that. But I think at the same time, it's important that we also outline our positive solutions. That's what I'm trying to do, and I'm looking forward to doing that, one of which will be to oppose what the president's plan was last evening, and that was to once again take money, revenues, out of the Social Security Trust Fund with his proposal last evening. I think that knowing that we are adding even more baby boomers into the Social Security system, we can't add more people who are going to be pulling on the system without putting revenues in it. and so we have to get our house in order.
I'm just wondering how you plan to retool your campaign here in Iowa. I talked to a couple of people who voted for you in the straw poll, and they say they're now going to be Rick Perry supporters. How do you deal with the changed atmosphere in Iowa, and what sort of steps will you take here in Iowa to deal with the new reality of the new competition?
Well, there's always changes when you have new candidates come in. This certainly happened in Iowa in the last go-around. Fred Thompson came into the race very late. He came in number one in that he had about 31% of support. Rudy Giuliani came into the race very late. He also had a very high level of support. People thought that Fred Thompson was going to be the Republican nominee. People thought Rudy Giuliani would be the Republican nominee. But that isn't who our nominee was. I have a very strong level of support in Iowa. I'm very grateful to Iowans for that level of support. People, I believe, again, know me and trust me. I will be back again in Iowa this weekend, and we have been contacting our supporters across the state, and we've been holding the line with people who not only are saying that they're supportive, we're bringing many, many new people in as well, because I have a very strong pro-growth policy, and I've demonstrated something that the other candidates haven't. That's a level of consistency as a conservative. I never supported the government takeover of health care, but the other two leading candidates have. I did not support the stimulus bill, but we have the other two leading candidates, or at least one that has. And I did not support the bailout, and we have other leading candidates who have. So there is a strong mark of demarcation between us, and I think people will find that out in the debate.